If you've ever stared at the ceiling at 2 a.m. wondering why your brain won't turn off, you are not alone. Welcome to Med2U Family Podcast. Today, we're diving into America's insomnia crisis, why it's worse than you think, and how Med2U is helping patients reclaim their rest and their lives. It's 2:47 a.m. again. You've flipped the pillow. You've sipped the chamomile tea. You've tried counting sheep, deep breathing, even promising yourself tomorrow will be a no-coffee day, and yet, nothing. Tomorrow, you'll drag yourself out of bed, stare at your reflection in the bathroom mirror, and wonder how you're going to get through another day running on fumes. If this sounds familiar, you're not alone. Millions of Americans know this moment all too well. And here's the thing. Insomnia isn't just an inconvenience. It's a health crisis. It's a thief that robs us of rest, focus, joy, and, over time, even our long-term health. Today, we're going to talk about just how serious America's insomnia problem really is, why traditional healthcare often falls short in fixing it at, and how Med2U is helping patients finally sleep through the night. The numbers are staggering. Nearly 1 in 3 adults in the U.S. isn't getting enough sleep. That's not just I stayed up too late watching Netflix, kind of tired, that's chronic, ongoing sleep deprivation. And it's not harmless. Poor sleep is linked to higher risks of heart disease, diabetes, depression, obesity, weakened immunity, and even Alzheimer's. Day to day, it shows up as brain fog, irritability, poor focus, and low energy. Insomnia affects relationships. It impacts job performance. It costs our economy billions of dollars every year in lost productivity. It increases the risk of accidents on the road, in the workplace, and even at home. What's causing it? Stress, anxiety, blue light from screens, irregular work schedules, poor diet, chronic pain, and underlying health conditions like sleep apnea or thyroid disorders. For some people, it's one factor. For others, it's a complicated web of issues. Here's the truth. Traditional primary care isn't set up to handle insomnia well. The average primary care visit lasts about 7 minutes. That's barely enough time to explain your symptoms, let alone dig into your history, your habits, your stress levels, and your overall health picture. Too often, patients leave with a prescription for a sleeping pill and no deeper plan. There's little to no follow-up. No exploration of whether it's your diet, your stress load, a medical condition, or an environmental factor causing your sleeplessness. And to make matters worse, it can take weeks, sometimes months, to even get an appointment. By the time you're seen, the problem has already taken root. That's why Med2U approaches insomnia differently. We combine direct primary care with telemedicine to make sure you get care that's personal, accessible, and thorough. We start with longer appointments. We take time for you to tell your full story. We listen. We ask the right questions. We dig into your daily habits, your stress levels, your nutrition, your hormone balance, your chronic pain issues. Anything that could be contributing to your sleep struggles. We offer same-day telemedicine appointments so you can get help when you need it, not weeks later. We focus on root causes, not just quick fixes. That might mean helping you adjust your bedtime routine, addressing pain that's keeping you up, testing your hormones, or managing anxiety. And we don't stop at advice, we partner with you over time. We follow up. We tweak your plan as you improve. We walk with you until you're sleeping better, longer, and deeper.
I've seen patients transform their nights and their lives when insomnia is addressed the right way. One patient, a busy professional, was sleeping just 4 hours a night and barely holding it together at work. With a personalized bedtime routine, reduced evening screen exposure, and support for balancing hormones, they now average 7 to 8 hours a night. Another patient with chronic pain was waking up 5 or 6 times every night. Through pain management strategies, guided relaxation, and targeted nutritional changes, they now sleep through most nights, and their mood and energy have skyrocketed. These aren't just quick fixes. They're long-term solutions built on understanding and partnership.
If you're struggling with insomnia right now, here are a few things you can start tonight. Avoid caffeine after noon, including sodas and teas. Dim or turn off screens at least an hour before bed to help your body produce melatonin. Create a calming wind-down routine. Reading, stretching, journaling. Something your brain associates with rest. Stick to a consistent bedtime and wake-up time, even on weekends. If your sleep struggles last more than 3 weeks, it's time to get professional help. Sleep is your body's reset button. Without it, your health, mood, and productivity all take a hit. If you're tired of being tired, Med2U is here to help you take back your nights. With direct access to your provider, unrushed appointments, and a plan built just for you, we make better sleep possible. Visit Med2U.com or call us today. Your health starts with a good night's rest.